He sipped at a weak hock and seltzer as he gazed at the London skies through the Nottingham lace of the curtains, or was it his bee's winged eyes? To the right and before him, Pont Street did tower in her new-built red, as hard as the morning gaslight that shone on his unmade bed. I want some more hock in myself, sir. And Robbie, please give me your hand. Is this the end or beginning? How can I understand? So you've brought me the latest yellow book, and Buchan has got in it now. Approval of what is approved of is as false as a well-kept vow. More hock, Robbie. Where is the seltzer? Dear boy, pull again at the bell. They're all little better than cretins, though this is the Cadogan Hotel. One Astrakhan coat is at Willis's, another one's at the Savoy. Do fetch my Morocco portmanteau and bring them on later, dear boy. A thump and a murmur of voices. Oh, why must they make such a din? As the door of the bedroom swung open and two plainclothes policemen came in. Mr. Wild, we have come for to take you where felons and criminals dwell. We must ask you to leave with us quietly, for this is the Cadogan Hotel. He rose, and he put down the yellow book. He staggered, and terrible-eyed, he brushed past the palms on the staircase, and was helped to a hansom outside.